From University of Florida Training and Organizational Development, this is Reflections on Leadership.
Hi, my name is Tricia Backus, and I am with UF's Training and Organizational Development Department. Today, I would like to share six effective leadership styles based on the emotional intelligence research done by author and psychologist Daniel Goleman. These six styles are associated with positive emotional impacts that research shows have causal links to organizational results. Goldman's landmark Harvard Business Review study, published in 2000, determined that leadership styles were responsible for 30% of a company's bottom line profitability. Those outstanding results are hard to ignore. When we work with UF leaders and ask this question, what is your primary role or purpose as a leader? We often get a variety of responses. While there is not one definitive answer, I pose this idea for consideration. A leader has the capability of creating workplace resonance and greatly influencing employees to achieve organizational results. In Goldman's book, Primal Leadership, he describes resonance as the reservoir of positivity that frees the best in people. At its root, then, the primal job of leadership is emotional. This concept of emotion in the workplace is often misunderstood. Our first job, then, as leaders, is to deeply understand our own emotional landscape by becoming keen, self-aware evaluators, expert managers of our feelings, empathic observers of others' emotions, and architects of trusting work relationships. Once we are tapping into those four areas, we can create a workplace resonance by establishing the right conditions where people are literally on the same emotional wavelength as others, resulting in harmonious teamwork and amplifying the overall impact of our own leadership. This idea of resonance, though, is not just how you, as the leader, show up in a particular mood or how skillfully you communicate the right things at the right moments. It really means being strategic about selecting styles of leadership based on presenting situations. Leadership styles can promote or hamper resonance. Think of this ability as an artist with a blank canvas in front of her. Her tools are paints, brushes, and the vision she hopes to communicate churning inside her head. She selects her tools from a large array of different sized brushes to apply the paint in the texture or effect that brings her vision to life on the canvas, alternating between lighter or heavier brushstrokes. The right brush enables her to intentionally use her paint and her talent to create an image that resonates with viewers. So too does the choice of leadership styles enable leaders to influence the working environment that best aligns with their vision. So let's review the six strategic leadership styles. They are visionary, coaching, affiliative, democratic, pace-setting, and commanding. Four of these approaches greatly foster the resonance needed for positive workplace performance, and two of them, when used ineffectively, interfere with resonance. However, all six should be part of your leadership toolbox. The visionary style is most suitable when a department or organization needs a new direction or employees need to connect to a shared dream. Goleman writes, "Visionary leaders articulate where a group is going, but not how it will get there, setting people free to innovate, experiment, and to take calculated risks. Knowing the big picture and how a given job fits gives people clarity. They understand what's expected of them. And the sense that everyone is working toward shared goals builds team commitments. People feel pride in belonging to their organization. And this results in a strongly positive impact on climate." A leader who takes the time to hold deep conversations with employees about their lives, including dreams and goals, and often uses the phrase, "try this," is practicing the artful style of coaching. This approach is often underutilized by leaders because of the perception that it takes valuable time to pursue. However, the opposite is often evident. When you invest the time in coaching, then organizational efficiencies are frequently the end result. The coaching leader directs and guides, deliberately fostering a positive workplace environment. It is most effective when employees are more responsible, experienced, and enthusiastically engaged. The caution, however, is that it might be perceived as micromanaging to some employees. The key is knowing which employees are the most receptive to this style and which are not. The affiliative leader can be summed up in one phrase: people or teams come first. This style of leadership is highly focused on creating trust and the emotional bonds that promote belonging to the organization or department. It works best in times of stress or when healing is needed from a crisis. Goleman argues this approach is valuable when trying to heighten team harmony, increase morale, improve communication, or repair broken trust in an organization. An observer of this style would see a lot of group encouragement and praise that emphasizes the importance of harmony and teamwork. A note of caution, though, is to make sure poor performance does not go uncorrected. This could lead to the perception that the leader is allowing mediocrity to reign in order to have the much-desired harmony. When you hear a leader asking the question, "What do you think?" their focus is on building consensus through participation. This is the democratic leader who wants her team to have buy-in or ownership of decisions, plans, and goals. This style taps into collective wisdom using people's knowledge, experience, and skills to take the organization in a clear direction. However, it is not the best choice for leaders in crisis situations where time is of the essence or when the group is underinformed to offer the sufficient guidance to make quick decisions. The four styles just described most often contribute to the positive resonance that boost employee performance. The last two styles should also be part of a leader's toolkit, but use them with caution and only in settings where it will truly work. Leaders who expect excellence and exemplify it are pace-setting leaders. They model the phrase, "do as I do now." These leaders set high standards for themselves, are obsessive about doing things better and faster, often willing to roll up their sleeves and get involved in solutions, and provide challenging goals for employees. However, they also tend to provide minimal guidance, expecting people to simply know what to do. The reason this style should be used sparingly is that the minimal guidance provided and the relentless demands could backfire by making employees feel they are not keeping up with the leader or are failing in their efforts, and not to mention the potential for burnout. Goleman explains, "Our data shows that more often than not, pace setting poisons the climate. While this style may sound admirable, if applied poorly or excessively, it leaves employees feeling pushed too hard by a demanding leader, creating a negative impact on workplace climate." Finally, that classic model of military-type leadership is the commanding leader. Unfortunately, this style is the one most often used in the workplace and the least effective. The coercive leader exemplifies the phrase, "I am the boss, do what I tell you." It can be highly effective in times of crisis or emergencies, or when a department needs to be turned around. This style of leadership is usually quite good for controlling problem employees with whom no one else has had success. However, we cite it as the least effective because it rarely involves praise or encouragement and frequently utilizes criticism of employee performance. thereby undercutting morale and job satisfaction. Now, your toolbox is rich with 6 strategic choices to create resonance. The most effective leaders move fluidly through these 6 styles, knowing when and where to apply them as needed. Daniel Goleman explains, resonant leaders know when to be collaborative and when to be visionary, when to listen and when to command. These leaders naturally nurture relationships, surface simmering issues, and create the human synergies for harmony. They build a fierce loyalty by caring about the careers of those who work for them and inspire people to give their best for a mission that speaks to shared values. At the end of the day, the most successful leaders lead not by their power alone, but by excelling in the art of relationship building, using a variety of approaches that build resonance and trust, motivating employees to do their very best.
Reflections on Leadership is a production of UF Training and Organizational Development. Maximize your leadership potential. Our leadership development programs help enhance the leadership qualities you already possess while allowing you to cultivate new strengths through education and training, all within a framework designed with the goals of the University of Florida in mind. To learn more, visit us on the web at hr.ufl.edu/training/leadership.